Neil Marshall glanced down at his chiming phone, and as expected, the name Shane Frey appeared there. Marshall rolled his eyes. How many times would he have to go over the same ground? Shane Frey was a supplier and future empire builder, and while Marshall had worked with the man now for several months, they had never met, at least not in person. This wasn't the way Marshall liked to do business, but given the one-of-a-kind product that Frey produced, he was willing to accommodate the man. And at the moment, Frey held all the leverage. If Marshall played ball, he was well on his way to growing his drug operation to gargantuan proportions. If he didn't play ball, well, the thriving organization that he had managed to create would be swept up like a feather in a tornado as Frey found another operator to take his place. It was as simple as that. Eat or be eaten. Neil Marshall had no idea who this Shane Frey was or how he had managed to burst onto the scene so quickly, but his product was next level amazing, and Marshall was in on the ground floor. Frey had chosen to work with only three major players in the entire country. Three. Marshall, who was based in LA, Isaiah Schaefer, based in New York, and Marcus Johnson, based in Chicago. All were in the process of introducing this new drug into their respective territories, and their extreme geographical separation meant that each drug lord would have all the room for expansion they could ever want. Frey may have been new on the scene, but he had been smart to launch in the three biggest markets in America, and only these three, at least for the moment. He wasn't giving in to the temptation to bite off more than he could chew. Not only was Frey the inventor of an entirely new class of illicit drug, which produced a high that couldn't be matched, he was a visionary with what seemed like bottomless pockets. He was willing to give his three initial distributors as much supply as they could ever use, free of charge. They could give samples away and sell subsequent doses for pennies, only jacking up the price when the entire nation was well on its way to becoming hooked. Which wouldn't take long, given Frey's generous and forward-looking business model. And then Frey had plans to expand his empire around the world. Marshall had been the first of Frey's three chosen dealers, and Frey had actually asked him to name the product, bowing to his superior experience on the streets. Marshall had thought about it for just a few minutes and had settled on Phoria, short for euphoria, a perfect description of the state of mind the drug brought about. Marshall would have preferred to look Frey in the eye, but Frey refused to make use of the drug lord's expensive holographic vidcall system, which made every meeting seem face-to-face. Instead, Frey's call was coming in audio only on Marshall's cell, as usual.
"Hello, Shane," began the drug kingpin. "Glad you called. Showtime is just a few hours away."
They had only encountered one possible speed bump that could slow the launch of Phoria even a little. An L.A. detective a little too clever for her own good. Marshall had insisted that he could take care of her, and he had really outdone himself this time, coming up with a plan that he considered a masterpiece. Sure, it would end up costing him a man, maybe two or three if something went wrong, but the expense of the operation would be borne entirely by Shane Frey. Marshall would gladly sacrifice a few expendable members of his organization to get the job done, especially if it didn't cost him financially. After all, his willingness to sacrifice even those most loyal to him like pawns in a chess game was what had allowed him to rise to the top in L.A. in the first place. And during the past few years, with this his home base, he had gradually expanded his empire in all directions and was confident that before too long, he would become the dominant drug lord in all of California.